car?
I will drive it today. I drove it yesterday. Is
Ford?
That what
And the day before, and I have Ford.
I've driven it.
What's on top of the house?
The dome. The
What's the top of every house?
Well, the very peak of it. The
No. What covers the house?
The shingles, the roof.
What catches the water?
We have gutters around the edges.
I see. Is there any other kind of thing that catches water?
Well, they had, they used to, what do they call them, rain spouts and rain barrels that they'd run down into.
Oh.
Rain barrels.
What about if you have a house that's got a lot of gables to it? What do you call the part that's in the bottom of the angle?
Well, I don't know. The
what is in the bottom of a mountain?
Cabin?
Well, what would a river run through? Or
I don't know what word I'd want. Crescent would be the top, I guess.
Yeah,
the valley, the valley of it.
Would you ever prefer a part of the roof as being the valley?
I wouldn't, I don't think.
Did you ever have an outdoor toilet? What would you call that?
They used to call them a privy.
Or what else they would call
them? Outhouse. And there was one when we moved, when I was four, to the home where I lived the rest of my life until I married. And there was one there at the house. They did have an inside toilet that had been made from a closet. It was a closet that ran through the house, and they cut off the back part of that closet and put in a tub and a commode and no washbowl. And the outhouse was still at the back, but to actually have to use it all the time, I didn't.
Mm-hmm. If I do this and say, did you ever, what, that noise, what would be the verb you would use then?
Here?
Uh-huh. And yesterday you what it?
I heard it.
And the day before? You have what many times?
I have heard it many times.
Using that phrase we just used, using the phrase have heard many times, if you were stressing somebody that it was untrue, they said, well, you've heard, said this story, you know this story, and you say, no, that's not true, I've heard it many times. I didn't hear it. How else could you say that?
I've never heard it.
Not, just have.
I have not heard it. I haven't heard it.
Or just say, somebody says, well, this story, have you read it? And you'd say, use that same phrase, but I say, well, I've read it to you, and you say, but I
hadn't heard it.
Okay, fine, thank you. Well, the person gets married, the minister, one of the things he says is, I do. If you heard the sentence, I don't chew tobacco, but he what? Use that verb for me.
I don't chew tobacco, but he does.
He used to smoke, but now he